Welcome. This is Abolish Walla Walla Ding Dong Dario, who has been. I am Abhul Bratu Walla, who has been father. I call from my country to leave you this message for my son, who cannot be on popular telephone line this week. He told me to call and tell you he is goosebumped about not being able to come on to your show and be a part of your Movie Lane special. So this week, he told me to say that he was goosed and he cannot be on your show. Take it from my country, we are very popular and we do not have time to get away from our 20 or 30 wives to do things, so he told me to talk to you, and to, I think that his lamb is sick, you see, his lamb, Alibaba, and he will take care of sheep and feed them to sleep, I think. So I thank you, Mr. Popular Movie Mac, for letting me speak on your popular telephone line entertainment show movie.
That, 3 minutes.
I think I go now. Thank you, good later, bye indoor.
Okay. 3,800.65 please.
I don't think so. Goodbye.
Who is that guy?
Like, get rid of him.
You're on 761-3330 for another week of Film Listed Fun. The movie line for another week of Film Listed Fun. I heard somebody say that, Dave. Dave from Burbank, right here. How are you today?
Once again, I'm here. Sure.
Yes, sir. And we're going to have a good time talking about all those movies we were supposed to speak about 3 months ago.
Now that they're all gone.
And over with, yes. Dave, what week is this anyway, so I can tell my callers out there?
This is a good
there.
Week, Paul.
What is it?
This is the 4th of July week. This is the tape for the week of the 1st to the 5th of
what?
July.
You mean no Bob Hope monologue? I forgot
Isn't
to bring
great?
It.
You forgot to bring it.
Oh,
I
my
love
God.
It. Love it. It's another 4th of July party.
Dave, where's the music?
I don't know. What happened?
That's... Darn it, we didn't hold the music long enough. We're supposed to have it just long enough so we can get
Screw
a
it.
Few bites of these. In.
Screw it. Mm-hmm. No problem, munchies.
What are we supposed to do now?
Well, if a horse was about to...
What? Will you get stopped? Look, we're on the air.
Oh,
will you
sorry.
Talk?
That's rude.
Will you stop making a pig of yourself on
This is our party for the 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
You can hear the fireworks in the background.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you're on the line, and Dave, shall we go to a commercial?
No problem.
I bet you called to hear some movie comments and stuff, huh? Well, guess what, gang? We're going to get to that real soon. As soon as I have another chip.
A sandwich will fill the space.
Huh? This past weekend, thousands of people experienced a rare motion picture event.
I think it's a great film. I really do. I would recommend it to anyone. It's inspiring, and it gives you courage and makes you feel good.
Oh, it was great.
I don't know. I don't know anything about karate, but I just thought it was a good movie. Everybody was really good in it. It was terrific. It made you feel like, oh, God, terrific. let's hear it for the good guy.
It was exciting. The music was good. The direction was good. And I enjoyed the personalities.
Yeah, I really, really liked it. It's so nice to go to a film that you get such an excellent, good feeling about it. It's a lot like a Rocky. I really, really enjoyed it.
Go see it. It's a great movie. I enjoyed it. Got a winner.
The Karate Kid, starring Ralph Macchio, Pat Morita, and Elizabeth Shue. Written by Robert Mark Kamen. Produced by Jerry Weintraub. Directed by John G. Avildsen. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey, this is Eddie Van Nuys. I'd like to talk about two movies this week. One, Gremlins. Really good movie. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it already. I've seen it four times. And really an excellent movie. It's still going hot right now, as you can truly see. There's still lines for it to get in. And also, I did like Gremlins a lot. And the movie I didn't like so hot, which was Ghostbusters. I found Ghostbusters, really, I'm a Bill Murray fan, and I really didn't find Ghostbusters as good as I thought it was going to be. It kind of, I would say, dragged out a little bit. But I would see it again. It wasn't half that bad, but I thought it's not like what I thought it was going to be. In fact, I thought it was a little shitty compared to what I thought it was going to be. But overall, Gremlins is a lot better movie if you liked E.T., which I'm sure everybody almost did. That's all I've got to say. Paul, it's nice you got your line back up. We're starting to call back in now, I can see.
You know it.
Lines are starting to be busy.
Right.
And that's all I got to say, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. And now I want to infiltrate here. Infiltrate?
Infiltrate.
Is that the word?
Well, not really, but you can use it.
I want to speak about Gremlins and Ghostbusters. If you want my personal opinion, Dave...
I didn't ask, but go ahead.
I'm going to give it to you.
I knew you would.
I thought that Ghostbusters is, and still will be, the number one comedy right now.
Okay.
What do you think, Dave?
Oh, sure. Hey, Paul, man, it was your personal opinion.
You saw it, didn't you? Wait a minute. I bring this guy in to do a show with me, and he's not seeing the films that we're talking about.
Paul, I'm stuck with a terrible inconvenience.
What's that?
I have to earn a living.
Oh, I forgot. Anyway, well, I'll talk about Ghostbusters. Definitely a grade A film. Let's see. On the movie line scale from A to Z, we're going to have to give it...
A C, obviously, for comedy.
No, a C for chillingly funny, Dave.
Of course. Well, I knew you had to change it somehow, Paul.
Okay. And Gremlins... Dave, you got problems.
Well, I won't know what it's like until I go see it. I'm too busy working.
I want you to see Ghostbusters, Dave. Now, Gremlins, I'm still thinking about it. I don't know what to think about it yet. Is it... What? It's definitely a comedy. It's got some humor in it, too.
Okay.
And, we're just rambling, gang. Why don't we find out what someone else thinks about something,
huh? Sure, let the roll tape.
I'd like to speak to my Mandy Vlander, Zuzer Vlogger.
Oh, I have the wrong number.
I don't have the wrong number. It has to be Zandy Vlonger. It could be a wrong number. Who is this? What?
This is Loman number here.
Loman? Maybe I got the wrong number.
Yeah.
Bah, humbug. I'm getting the Marsers. Help me. Where am I? Who's the operator?
He's always on the phone.
You see, I'm foreign, and I just came here a few weeks ago, and I don't know who the operator is in relationship to the telephone service.
It's right on the phone. All you do is dial the O.
Dial the O? You mean the one after one?
Yeah, right down at the bottom in the corner is the O on it.
Well, could you specify more? I'm still confused, please.
Well, that's all. You just have to dial the O down in the corner.
Would that help my plight?
Yeah.
Could it relieve anxiety to an extent which could cause metamorphosis?
I don't know about
that. To an utmost extent?
I don't know.
Well, sir, I'm having trouble with my hearing aid. Could you repeat that, please?
The operator.
Yes. And that would do it for me, right? What do you think of Hitler?
Admiral James T. Kirk will risk his crew.
I can't ask you to go any further.
His career.
You do this, you'll never sit in the captain's chair again.
Warp speed.
And his life.
Klingon bird of Bracer. She's arming torpedoes.
Join us on this, the final voyage of the Starship Enterprise. Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Yes, folks, remember, Dave, I'm speaking.
Love it.
Remember, if you want to go find out all about Star Trek III, don't go pay $5 for $5.50 to see the movie. Go to Taco Bell.
Sure.
Glasses, or what are they, 69 cents
Absolutely.
Or something? It's great. So go down there and buy the glasses.
Worst thing I've ever seen.
Entire synopsis
the
on the
There's
on
some people
four
that haven't
glasses.
Had an opportunity to see it yet.
Right. Okay, well, I would never, ever give away the details of the plot, Dave. You know me.
I know.
I wouldn't even do it on last week's tape.
Not at all.
I am solemn to my word.
There's no way you'd tell
anybody. I mean, we're not going to let them know that Spock's alive. No way.
They destroy the Enterprise.
We wouldn't mention anything about, you know, Kirk and the other guys blowing up the ship so that they can kill the Klingons. And
no problem.
And then Spock, like, kind of rejuvenating with the planet.
Because it wouldn't be our place to do that.
We wouldn't have to do that, Dave.
Sure.
We don't want to let people know what's going on.
Of course, if you do want to see the film after we've ruined it for you and after Taco Bell has stepped in first and ruined it, I want you to know that we are not responsible for ruining it for
We take no responsibility for Dave's actions,
That's
right?
That's right,
That's
Paul.
True. But well, seriously, I enjoyed Star Trek III. However, I thought that I still prefer Star Trek I over all of them, because I'm not a Trekkie, and I've never seen episode 1 of Star Trek, even to this day, on television.
That's right. And I didn't either.
No, are you serious?
There's a lot of episodes of the TV series I never
saw. Yeah, but I never caught one. So when I saw the motion picture, I saw it about a month after it was released at a Desperality. It's like, okay, let's go see this film. You know? It was competing with The Black Hole at the time, but that's another story, so...
Put the black hole in the black hole. Let me tell you, that film, the first Star Trek, was just a ripper. It just tops them all.
Sure, Dave.
No problem.
What did you think of 3, though? Seriously.
3? Like you said about the Gremlins, I'd like to see it a second time before I make a decision about it, because I don't know how I felt.
Were you excited about it?
Like I say, I don't know how to feel about it.
You
Can
don't
I
think,
see it again?
You're not sure then if it was if the story resolved
always,
itself in
I
a really
always,
good
no,
way.
No, it seems unresolved as a matter of fact. Like there's more.
Well, then we know there's going to be. I think
four,
you know. For me, I noticed that it kind of ended real quick. They didn't tie up hardly any loose ends. It's just like
it's gonna give him a
Spock
lot of room to do
out,
number four.
And there they go. You know, it's just like.
But
you
it's
know,
not Spock, remember.
Well, it's a that's what bugs me. They say, okay, it's Spock, but how can these guys fall in love with Spock when it's just another clone, you know?
No problem, Paul.
So, we'll find out anyway. Let's go into this.
Okay.
Standard on you. Forces up full. Deflectors, now.
Our shields cannot handle another attack.
Here it comes.
Captain, I'm now programming our computer to transmit lingua code at their frequency and rate of speed.
Spock.
Impact in 20 seconds.
Spock.
15 seconds.
Spock. Transmit now.
It would seem our friendship messages have been received and understood, Mr. Spock.
I would say that was a logical assumption, Captain.
Well, hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is Mr. Fun. I recently had the pleasure of seeing Gremlins, the newest Steven Spielberg production. And first of all, just the name Steven Spielberg is usually enough to jerk me away from the telephone studio to see a movie. And although I was disappointed to discover that he didn't direct, write, or produce Gremlins, he was just one of the 3 executive producers, I nonetheless enjoyed this film immensely. I've been waiting for its release ever since I first heard about it on the Movie Line almost a year ago. Gremlins is an extremely entertaining movie that combines humor, horror, and incredible special effects in a manner that makes even the violent and gory scenes easy to watch. The story takes Murphy's Law a step further in that if anything can go wrong, it will be done by weird, nasty little creatures. Joe Dante, the director of The Howling and Segment 3 of the Twilight Zone movie, pulls it along at a fairly rapid pace, but without that little added magic that only Spielberg could have given it. One real weak point for me was the bland acting of Hoyt Axton of country western fame. Gremlins is the Wizard of Oz, Muppet movie, and E.T. all wrapped up in a very neat little bundle, and although some scenes were pretty gruesome, I'd recommend it for the entire family. The main little rascal, Gizmo, was so cute and lovable, I just wanted to reach through the screen and hug him. E.T., go home. On the Paul Mac scale of A to Z, I'd give Gremlins a W for wild, wacky, whimsical, whatever. This is Mr. Fun. Thank you, bye.
Are you troubled by things that go bump in the night? Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost? Well, if the answer to any of these questions is yes, then I'm just the guy you want to be hearing from right now. Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Murray from the comedy film Ghostbusters. And together with my friends Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Sigourney Weaver, and Rick Moranis, we are prepared to rid your mind, home, office, or place of worship of these troublesome things that make you weep, moan, and hide in the corner. I know what you're thinking. Why should I pay good money for a seat in a movie when I'm just going to be scared right out of it anyway and end up rolling in the aisles with laughter? Well, it's because you're allowed to eat popcorn and stick gum under the seats while you see the movie. And Ghostbusters is just the movie you want to see.
Ghostbusters, the supernatural comedy. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Who you gonna call?
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before...
Hey, Reagan.
Who's that?
Who are you just talking to?
God.
Well, that's who I am.
Oh, God.
Now it's been done already.
Big hit. What do you want, God?
I just wanted to let you know that I intend to see to it that your economic plans blow up in your face, that you won't be reelected, and your daughter Maureen won't make it to the Senate.
But why, God?
Nobody cuts off my Social Security.
Oh, by the way, here's a little bit of something I'd like to ask you. Just a little trivia question. Do you know the name of the actor? What was the name of the actor that played the blind man in The Bride of Frankenstein? You don't know? Well, I'll tell you next week when I call in, give my review on another movie. So anyway, until next time, well, this is Merrill from North Hollywood saying I'll croak to you later.
For every Earthling who's ever dreamed of adventures beyond the stars...
Welcome to Rylos, my boy.
...comes the astonishing story of one... Who made it?
I'm a kid from a trailer park.
If that's what you think, then that's all you'll ever be.
Alex Rogan, a young man who didn't find his dream. His dream found him.
You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Sewer and the Kodan Armada.
Of all the life forms, on all the planets, in all the galaxies, one has been chosen to be the last starfighter. Last Starfighter. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now at select theaters. Check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
Just about wrapping up our 4th of July special here.
It's the end of the party.
That's right, we're having a good time. We certainly are.
No problem. Such excitement in the future, Paul.
Such excitement, Dave, and I want to thank you for spending it with me. And
sure.
Before we go tonight, folks, we've got some special stuff
That's
to speak
the
about.
Excitement I'm talking
about. We've got some special stuff to speak about. We're going to give you a listing of all the brand new films coming out next month. That's right, July, or this month. Depending on what day you call. Well, it's all this month. What am I talking about? So, brand new months for this film.
Sure. Brand new months for this
film. I think it's the brandy. Here we go.
Sure.
Yes, sir. We're getting it there. And now we're ready to read you the newest titles.
Mm-hmm.
And they are starting with, Dave, you read first, please.
Sure.
New films for July.
Absolutely. The Best Defense... Dudley Moore stars as an industrial engineer whose latest war machine winds up causing an international incident when it gets tested by the Army's Eddie Murphy. That's from Paramount.
Okay, then Cheech and Chong as the Corsican Brothers, whatever the heck.
Corsican Brothers.
Oh, Corsican, sure, of course. that's self-explanatory, yes. By Orion Pictures. By.
Sure.
Okay.
Cold Feet, a romantic comedy about young people directed by Bruce Van Dusen. That's from Syncom International.
All right, and of course, Conan the Destroyer with the Wilt.
Can you spell it?
Sure you could. Wilt Chamberlain tries to slam dunk Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A little bit too much.
Who returns as Barbarian working in the sequel to Conan, eh? Also starring Grace Jones, Universal.
Ooh, Grace Jones. All right. Buddy. Electric Dreams.
Okay, go for it, buddy.
This feature debut by 27-year-old British director Steve Barron.
All right.
Who has made well over 100 music videos, is a modern-day Cyrano de Bergerac tale about a young architect who uses his computer to win the love of a beautiful cellist living in the apartment above him. That's from MGM and UE.
Okay, 40 Deuce. Paul Morrissey explores the world of hustlers and addicts around Times Square. Stars Footloose's Kevin Bacon, and that's from Island Alive and New Cinema Pictures.
Grandview, USA. Randall Kleiser's a new comedy drama, and Randall Kleiser tells the story of three young people who struggle to come to terms with life in a small Midwestern town. That's from Warner.
That's right. And coming up from Disney, Jungle Book.
Yeah,
this is the third reissue of Disney's animated feature. I think that says it all. And it's my favorite film.
Sure
Dave.
It is. Well, the Muppets Take Manhattan. Jim Henson and Frank Oz's Muppets star in their third movie. That's from
right.
TriStar.
It's also directed by Frank Oz. The Never-Ending Story. Wolfgang Peterson, who directed Das Boot, conducts a boy's odyssey into a timeless world of fantastic beings. From Warner Brothers Pictures.
Absolutely amazing. The New Kids, a brother and sister, move to a new town where they're harassed by a real nasty type. Directed by Sean S. Cunningham, who made the original Friday the 13th. That's from Universal.
Won't see that. Oh, it's great. The Secret Diary of Sigmund Freud, a spoof on the origins of Freud's renowned psychological theories, with such unlikely stars as Bud Cort, Dick Shawn, Carol Kane, Klaus Kinski, Marisa Berenson, and Carol Baker from TLC Films.
Swan in Love. Writer-director Volker Schlondorf.
All right.
And that was tough to say. Knows no fear. This is an adaptation of a portion of Proust's Remembrance of Things Past.
I'm that sounds good.
Doing it.
Love
starring
it.
Jeremy Irons and Elaine
and him
Dillon,
from
of course.
Triumph Columbia Pictures. And towards for August, we'll give you that listing next month. Thanks
sure.
for calling. And now, Dave, one more drink
My
for
God,
the road.
Let's do it.
How about a drink for the? Let's drink to the tape repeating itself all by itself, and my auto reverse not missing. Okay.
Oh boy.
Thanks for calling, and this tape will repeat momentarily. Dave, thanks for staying with
me. Sure you do.
And Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Or 4th of July or something.
$3,800.65, please.
I don't think so. Goodbye.